Where there is no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 11:14. Hi, I'm Rob West. At one time, finding someone who shared your Christian values and could give you expert financial guidance was quite a challenge. But today, a nationwide network of Christian financial professionals fills that void. Sharon Epps joins us today to explain what is a CKA. And we have lots of great listener questions ahead, but we won't be taking your live calls today because this program is pre-recorded. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, if you're new to the program, CKA stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor, and there's more than 1,500 of them now across the U.S. and Canada. Sharon Epps is president of Kingdom Advisors, and under her leadership, that number continues to grow. Sharon, great to have you back.
Glad to be here.
Kingdom Advisors is, of course, the brainchild of Larry Burkett and Ron Blue, who realized that God's people needed godly advisors to help them be faithful stewards of his resources so they might advance the kingdom. It's all based on members who've earned the designation Certified Kingdom Advisor, or CKA, the only industry designation for biblically wise financial advice. So Sharon, why don't we start today by giving you an opportunity to explain exactly what is a CKA?
Well, simply stated, a CKA is a financial professional who's passionate and qualified to help families and individuals make faith-based financial decisions. It means they've been biblically trained, they've been professionally certified, and they can be financial planners, accountants, investment professionals, insurance professionals, and lawyers.
It's the highest credential in financial services for biblical financial advice. And Sharon, you played a key role in the training that undergirds the CKA designation. So explain what goes into that.
Well, we want you to know that they take 90 hours of study at the college level, finishing with a 5-hour proctored exam. And they work through a case study that's a real family, Bob and Debbie, that they go through planning decisions from a biblical worldview.
Mm. Yeah, it really is key to not only helping them establish their own personal convictions around financial decision-making through a biblical worldview, but applying that in the competent financial advice that they're giving to clients every day. And Sharon, that 90 hours of study at the college level is rigorous training. And, you know, we find that financial professionals want to go through this because, well, CKA is highly valued in the industry, widely accepted across all industry firms. They want to establish their own personal convictions. They want to have an intentional process to bring this into their advice and counsel. And of course, they want to serve God's people and help them to be wise and faithful stewards of all that God has entrusted to them. And Sharon, I know one of the things you most enjoy is hearing the stories from advisors who have gone through the CKA educational program and how it's prepared them to bring this into the client relationship. Do you have a story you could share with us?
I've got a couple. One advisor recently wrote to us and said, "My practice is no longer just about financial acumen. It's about integrating faith and finance, reshaping how I interact with my clients."
Wow.
This shift towards a more holistic, faith-centered approach is not only a testament to my professional growth, but also to my deepening commitment to my faith.
Yeah.
And then another one said, "Becoming a CKA has been more than an educational pursuit. It has been a catalyst for spiritual growth and discernment. With each scripture memorized and lesson learned, I've gained clarity on God's calling and purpose for me as a leader and disciple maker. My hope is that this journey will not only enrich my own life, but also serve as a beacon of hope and guidance for those I'm privileged to serve." Now, wouldn't you want one of these advisors to be your advisor?
Absolutely. What an incredible opportunity for these advisors and for the clients that they're serving. You know, one of my favorite things is when I hear from advisors saying, "Rob, this changes everything. I'm now going to work differently than I did previously." Sharon, as we wrap up today, for somebody who's listening and saying, "Why should I choose a Certified Kingdom Advisor?" What would you say?
Well, remember that money is a tool, and we want to sharpen our skills with money using a professional who counsels from the same biblical worldview. We want to be faithful in our finances, and we want to be encouraged by prayer and the Word of God, and that's what CKAs do.
no doubt about it. Folks, if you want to find a certified Kingdom Advisor in your city, just go to faithfi.com and click Find a Professional. That's faithfi.com and click Find a Professional. Sharon, thanks for stopping by.
Glad to be here.
That's Sharon Epps, President of Kingdom Advisors, the parent organization of FaithFi. As I said, we're off today, so don't call in, but we've got some great calls lined up in advance, so we'll go to those just around the corner. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Have you ever been in a situation that left you feeling scared and helpless? The nation of Israel felt like that as they stood at the edge of the Promised Land. They were hearing of giants and fortified cities all around, but Moses reminded them of what the Lord had already done. Deuteronomy 1:30, "The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you, as he did for you in Egypt, before your very eyes." Just as the Lord defended Israel from their enemies, so Jesus defends us from our enemies today. And so the next time you're afraid, remember, the Lord goes before you, and victory is yours in Jesus. And you'll see more of Jesus every day through time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Our team is away today, so don't call in, but we lined up some great questions in advance, and we'll be going to those here in just a moment. Let me also remind you that the advice that I give each day on this program is general in nature. We offer principles and ideas that apply at a high level. They are not personalized, so that's why you should always seek professional financial advice. And if you'd like to find a professional who shares your values, we, of course, here at Faith and Finance Live recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. These are men and women who've met high standards, and they've been trained to bring a biblical worldview of financial decision-making. You can find one at faithfi.com. In the news today, Americans are feeling financial anxiety over retirement savings. Listen to this. 4 in 10 American workers say they're behind on retirement savings goals, according to a CNBC survey of 6,600 U.S. adults. The main reasons, and these probably won't be a surprise to you, number one, too much debt. Interestingly, it used to be about 10 years ago that 50% of retirees would enter retirement with a home mortgage. Today, two-thirds. dramatically higher. That's on top of other debt that they're carrying as well. The second top reason was too little income. And then third, and this is the biggest factor, getting too late a start on saving. Not surprisingly, older respondents regret starting late more than the younger generations who have more time to put away money for retirement. Now, somewhat counterintuitively, individual retirement balances are up significantly. They saw their third highest level ever in the last quarter. Meanwhile, Fidelity reports that the average retirement contribution rate for employee and employer contributions stands at now 14.2% of earnings. Many advisors will tell you, you've heard me say, that 15% is a good target for retirement savings if you start early enough. We're pretty close to that. That's encouraging, but obviously we're still seeing a lot of folks ill-prepared, and so it goes without saying, through the power of compound earnings, the earlier you start saving, the easier it will be to meet your savings goals. So we need to run all of this through the lens of Scripture and recognize that, first of all, it means we need to have a plan. You know, there's wisdom in an abundance of counselors, which means have an advisor walk alongside you as you determine what you actually need to save for retirement. You know, keep in mind, Social Security was intended to cover perhaps 35 to 40% of your pre-retirement income. And if most retirees are living on about 80%, because hopefully the house is paid off, although not as often as we had seen previously, as I just mentioned, maybe the kids are off the payroll, dropping some expenses related to eating out and work clothes. And so you're able to dial back your spending and live on 80%. Well, what do you need to ultimately going to put away in order to be able to pull out the income you need to continue to maintain your lifestyle, whatever God has called you to? That's your goal. Now, it's not just the mindless accumulation of wealth, although there's some of you that are perhaps behind on this and need to get started, maybe even dial back your lifestyle to sock away some money. There are others that have the potential to overaccumulate, which is why I think it's just as important to set a financial finish line so that perhaps you can accelerate your giving right now and do more to fund God's kingdom and do more to bless your kids. Perhaps you start giving some of it away to them now, either to enjoy or maybe they help you give it away charitably. But I think having that information and an advisor to help you understand how to balance the tension between saving appropriately, living simply, and giving generously, I think is highly valuable. And that's where I think a certified kingdom advisor could play a really pivotal role. By the way, if you need an advisor to help you with retirement planning, think through how much is enough, go to our website, faithfi.com. Just click find a professional there at the top of the page. More than 1,500 CKAs now across the U.S. and Canada, and perhaps one in your backyard. So, all right, let's dive into those questions today. We're going to begin in Chicago. Danelle, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
My question is, I have $30,000 I'd like to put in an investment, but I don't know where to invest it, so I need your help.
Okay. Let's put a timeline around it and just talk about your goals. So I'll back up before the $30,000 for a moment and just ask a couple of questions. Do you have an emergency fund separate from these funds?
Yes, I do.
And you have somewhere around 3 to 6 months expenses at a minimum?
Yes.
Okay, great. And when you think about this $30,000 that you have available, what kind of timeline would you attach to it in terms of when you might need it? Is this money you're thinking is pretty long-term in nature, or do you have some other purpose for it, you know, shorter than that?
No, it'd be long-term. Long-term would be fine, yes.
All right. And is it sitting in your checking or savings account right now?
It's sitting in a savings account, yes.
Okay, great. And tell me about any retirement savings that you're doing at work or otherwise.
I just recently retired.
You did? Okay.
And I'm okay there. I've worked.
Okay.
So in education, and now okay. I'm just at home.
Okay, very good. And so are you living off of Social Security or a teacher's pension or both?
Teacher retirement.
Teacher retirement. Okay. And so what's your
bring up with Social Security yet?
Okay, very good. So the teacher retirement that you have is enough to cover your bills by itself?
Yes, absolutely. I don't have a mortgage or car payments.
Okay, great. And do you have any earned income at all right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So one option, if this truly is long-term in nature, is to the extent you have earned income, meaning not retirement income or anything like that, but actually income you're getting from independent contractor or wages, then you could put it in a Roth IRA. That's R-O-T-H, Roth IRA. That's after-tax money, which it is because it's sitting in your savings. And what that just simply means is you could then invest it and it would grow tax-free. And you would never have to pull it out because there's not even a required minimum on a Roth IRA. And the beautiful part is you can always get back your original contributions if you ever need it. But the nice thing is if, in fact, you don't need it because you're living modestly and your teacher retirement's covering it, and then at some point you'll, if you paid into the system and you don't have a windfall elimination, you might get Social Security on top of that. And then maybe you've got even more disposable income. And so if this money can continue to grow, then you would be able to let it grow, but you wouldn't have any taxes on it. So what I'd probably do is open a Roth IRA, if that makes sense, and I'm not missing anything, at Fidelity or Schwab, and then drop that money in there. You could put in $7,000 for this year and then put another $7,000 for next year. And then you could use either the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, which is a pretty simple way with a robo-advisor, or you could use one of the faith-based investing mutual funds. You could get a list of those mutual funds at faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. But that would get you pointed in the right direction. What you can't put in the Roth this year, you can invest in a taxable account right now as well. Let me mention, folks, if you haven't checked out the FaithFi app, we'd love for you to do that. Think about this. Inside the app, there is a community of stewards that are sharing best practices, asking questions, encouraging each other on their stewardship journeys, and there's no cost to participate in that. Also, all of our broadcast archives are there, and we bring together the best content in biblical finance anywhere in our Learn tab. And then you could also use the money management, the spending plan portion if you want. It's based on Larry Burkett's digital envelope system. It's all in the FaithFi app. Go to faithfi.com and click app. You can download it today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training or cultural transformation. AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. SoundMindInvesting.org.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
If you've listened any length of time, you're aware that we often underscore the importance of preparing for the future. Well, as you look into the future, I suggest you consider the AFA Foundation in your estate planning.
Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. This is the program where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices, help you make decisions in light of God's word as you're a steward of God's resources. Let's head right back to the phones to Newport, Tennessee. Hi, Addie. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Miss Addie. I'm a retired widow now. And when my husband was living, we had just got another car, and now that I don't have his income, I am drawing some little bit of fits from him. I keep getting mail to refinance at a cheaper rate because I'm trying to build my credit up. Will that hurt my credit if I get it refinanced?
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear about your husband's passing. Let me ask you, what is your current interest rate on your car?
Oh, no, it's up our, because we had filed Chapter 13 at one point, and it's only been about 2 years, and we was building our credit back. So now it is financed at a higher rate.
Okay. Do you remember what it is?
I don't know because I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
I don't know.
Well, we just want to make sure. I mean, you're going to get all kinds of solicitations for all kinds of things, and we want to make sure that it does make sense for you to do it. And generally, I would say, you know, you really want to be able to save at least a couple of percentage points in order to justify it. And you want to make sure, if at all possible, and I don't know kind of what your cash flow is looking like right now. We can talk about that in a moment. But if at all possible, you want to keep the term the same length. So, you know, if you had 60 months at 9%, you know, even if you could get 7 and you're 2 or 3 years into it, I would rather you not do another 60 months. You know, I'd rather you match the term on the refi to what you have remaining today. But I would love for you to save at least, you know, 1.5 to 2% in order to justify it. The challenge is, you know, car rates are high right now. I mean, the national average as of last month, I believe, was, you know, right at about 7% for new cars and about 11 for used cars. And so, you know, with you being having a used automobile, you know, you may not find that you can save enough in order to make this worthwhile. Now, because you had had that prior Chapter 13 bankruptcy, maybe it is dramatically higher and, you know, you could, with improved credit, get better rates and terms and get enough of a reduction in the interest in order to justify the time and the expense of switching. So I would probably do a little bit of research on your own. You asked about your credit score. Yeah, anytime you authorize what's called a hard inquiry on your credit, it is going to temporarily reduce your score. I wouldn't be concerned about that. You're probably not out looking for other loans. And any inquiries on your credit for the same type of loan in a 2-week period are just going to be considered one, which gives you the ability to shop around. Now, you wouldn't want to string this out over several months. I mean, if you're going to get to the place where you're seriously considering a refi, I would try to do it all, you know, within a couple of weeks period if you're going to get maybe 2 or 3 or 4 lenders to give you, you know, their best rate to see, you know, what options you would have. Now, in terms of where to go to look at this, you may want to consider going to nerdwallet.com. You could go to bankrate.com. There are several credit unions and online banks that have kind of, you know, some more attractive rates right now for used cars than others. Do you happen to know, is your score above a 660?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It is.
So that means you may qualify for some of the better rates and terms that are out there. So I'd probably start there and go to bankrate.com or nerdwallet.com, find which lenders are offering the very best rates for used car refinance loans. And, you know, you could look and see what the minimum credit score is to qualify and then see whether you can get that at least two percentage points lower to make this worthwhile. Now, have you worked through a budget? Do you feel like you have a good handle on your income and your expenses?
I did. Okay. Until I started helping my granddaughter. So now my name's on another car.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to have to get back out there and go to work. I do believe it's just rough.
Boy, I know how that can be. And you sound like a generous grandmother, but, yeah, be careful on that because, you know, we can get ourselves into a real difficult situation just out of your desire to help. And keep in mind, even though you're wanting to help, you know, you stepping in is not always even the best thing for her, just because, you know, she may need to learn some, you know, how to manage things on her own. You know, we don't want to circumvent what the Lord may be teaching her, both a financial and or a spiritual lesson. So just use discernment with regard to when and how you step in, especially if you're co-signing, because the Bible is pretty clear that we should stay away from that. I think if you are going to do it, you need to be ready, willing, and able to pay it off, because the last thing we'd want is a damaged relationship over her being unable to make good on it despite her best intentions and you not being, you know, financially able to cover it. So just keep all those things in mind. But anyway, I like the idea of refinancing only if you can save at least a couple of percentage points. Let's do this, Addie. I'm going to send you a book that I think might be helpful to you. It's called Wise Women Managing Money, and it was written for widows who find themselves in this position. I think it'll be an encouragement to you and give you some really practical thoughts and ideas on managing God's money moving forward. So I hope that's helpful to you. We appreciate your call today very much. Lord bless you. Well, folks, we're going to continue to take your calls and questions today. I've got a break coming up here in just a moment, but when we come back, we'll head to Grand Rapids and talk to Dave. I know Gary's in Ohio, wants to talk about some credit card debt, and Paula in Kansas City wants to talk about some day trading that her husband got into and how she needs to think about that. Hey, let me mention quickly, if you haven't downloaded the FaithFi app, we'd love for you to do that on our website. You can just head to faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click app. And what you'll find is what I believe to be the best money management tool out there, plus our broadcast archives and the FaithFi community, where stewards like you are posting questions every day and getting answers. Again, faithfi.com. Just click app to learn more. Now, just a reminder, we're not here today. Our team is away from the studio, so don't call in. But we had some great questions we lined up in advance, and they're coming just around the corner.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
You can't sit this election out. I know a lot of Christians do. This is true that God is sovereign. I tell you that all the time. But they fancy that somehow that is separate from their personal responsibility. We are His hands and feet. And so that's why we have to do what's right. The Bible says to him that knoweth to do good and just doesn't do it, to him it is sin.
Sandy Rios 24/7 with your host, Sandy Rios. Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
When you hear this...
This is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Our team is not here today, so let me just remind you not to call in, but I will also remind you that we have some great questions that we lined up in advance, so you're not going to want to miss today's broadcast. Let's go to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Dave. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Rob, thank you for your ministry. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir.
I've been a listener for a long time, Larry Burkett for many years, and of course you and others through the years, and I've always been a on the straight and narrow of staying out of debt, getting out of debt. And I've had a really good life, me and my family, because of it. So you guys helped me keep that way on the straight and narrow when I wanted to buy things I didn't need.
Excellent. So, glad to hear it.
Well, I got to give you credit. But anyway, Rob, I'll make my questions quick so you can get to other callers too.
No,
I'm going to retire. I've only got about 2 months to go before I retire. And so then I've got around $7,000 that I'm going to draw with my pension. And so then I can draw Social Security too. I'm 63. I haven't drawn it yet. And also when I retire, I can draw $100,000 in an annuity. So I wondered where to put that. And I tell my wife, we don't need the Social Security, that we should wait, because I've listened to your program before. And that's always what you seem to say. But me and my wife are kind of debating on this. She thinks I should draw it right away, because the family history of our health, you know, a lot of them die younger. And yet I'm 63 and in good health, and I feel like that I should wait. But I wonder what your input is on that.
Yeah, very good. Well, the break-even age, depending on whether you take it early or if you're – so you've got to calculate, okay, if you wait till, let's say, age 70 versus full retirement age, or you wait till, you know, full retirement age versus age 62 when you can start. I mean, each of those would result in a different break-even point. But generally, you know, we're talking about age 80 to 82 for those folks who, you know, start taking it at age 70, you know, versus full retirement age. And the way that breaks down is, so let's just say, for example, your benefits at full retirement age of 66 would be $2,000 a month. And at 70, you receive $2,640. So that's 32% more. So between, you know, during those 4 years, you would have received $96,000 in benefits. And it's going to take you until age between 80 and 81 to get paid back for the $96,000 you didn't take through the higher benefit amount, and then your money ahead. So, you know, I mean, that's the challenge here, is no one knows. And so that's why we say, okay, with people living longer, as long as you've got, you're in good health, you've got longevity on your side, and you're saying, well, maybe I don't, but you're in good health. You just know that your dad passed away earlier than you expected. You've just got to decide, number one, do we need the money right now? And if the answer is yes, well, then that's simple. We need to go ahead and take it. If we have the luxury of waiting, then it comes down to really, okay, how long are we going to live? Well, none of us know the day or the
hour the Lord is going to call us home. But with, you know, if you're in good health and you're already at 65, you have a pretty good likelihood, just based on, you know, what we know about life expectancy, that you're going to live to, you know, 80, 81, 82 at the most. And that's the point at which you'd enjoy this higher check for the rest of your life. So I think, you know, you can get pretty specific about this in order to determine the break-even age. And then you and she just need to decide, you know, would we rather take it now, or do we feel like it's wise to go ahead and wait and take it later, because, you know, we believe that the likelihood of us living, or me living to 80 to 82, is pretty good. Does that make sense?
Yes, Rob, and I was going to ask you, so you got, you know, when you can draw it at the beginning, and of course, when it, you know, it's the full amount, but you can go anywhere in between if you feel like it too, right? Like a happy medium. And so maybe me and my wife will compromise on that and say, okay, I'll meet you halfway on that.
No, that's right. And, you know, I think that would be, an interesting question to ask, which is, so you're, when are you considering taking him? You're 63 now, right?
Yes, I am, Rob. And like you say, we everything's paid for, so we don't need it. It's just, she thinks we're better off to take the money and then invest it and then come out farther that way, is what she was thinking.
Yeah. Okay. I see. So then it comes down to, can we earn 8% a year guaranteed in the market? And we can't. Right now, is there a possibility we could do better than 8%? Absolutely. Is there a possibility we could do worse? For sure. So the nice thing about the Social Security is you've got that guaranteed increase of 8%, which you're not going to find anywhere else. There is no investment on the planet that's going to guarantee you 8%. So I think that's, you know, the issue we have here is that, you know, you've got the known versus the unknown. And I think for most people in this season of life, again, if they can do it and if they believe that they have good health and it's a worthwhile risk to say, I think I'm going to live into my early 80s, then, you know, most people will say, OK, that guaranteed 8% is just not something I want to give up. But it doesn't mean it's the right answer for everyone. I think you all need to decide, you know, what's the best option for you.
Yep. Thank you for that, Rob. Yep. And the other question I had, and then I'll be done, is just that $100,000. When I draw my pension, I can get $100,000 in annuity, and I can draw that $100,000 out. Where should I invest that?
Yeah. And so I would say, you know, roll that over to an IRA and then just hire an advisor to manage that for you. I think that makes a lot of sense. And then to the extent you guys, whenever you decide to take Social Security, if you've got additional funds available because you've got more surplus now, you know, then maybe you open a second account with that advisor and start funding that account with your surplus. But I love the idea of you guys being able to be free to follow the leading of the Lord in whatever he has for you in this season, not having to kind of think about, have any kind of anxiety over where are we investing it and should we be in the market? Is it time to get out? What about the recession? Just turning that over to an advisor to manage that for you, I think would be ideal. And if you don't have one, you could connect with a CKA there in Grand Rapids. There's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that, Rob, and your ministry. You guys kept me on the straight and narrow, and it's turned out to be a good life because of it. So thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning the late Larry Burkett. And, you know, it's amazing to me that, I mean, Larry died in 2003. Here we are in 2024, and people still every week mention Larry and the impact he had on them. It's amazing. And I'm grateful for that testimony and the legacy that I've had the privilege of being a small part of. But what was the biggest thing you took away from Larry? It sounds like it was just living simply and modestly.
Yes, it was, you know, if you don't need it, don't buy it. And just remember to keep, you know, what extras you have for the kingdom. What are you living for? You know, are you living for yourself, or can you put back into his kingdom? Because when you die, you're not going to be so concerned about the fact that you had millions or piles. What did you do for God? You know, that's what I got from Larry Burkett.
What are you chasing, right? What are you living for? I love it, Dave. That's a great thought, something we all need to be considering at every season of life. What is it we're ultimately living for? Is it the temporal or is it the eternal? And obviously, God needs to be our ultimate treasure. Larry made that clear every day, and I hope we're continuing that message. Hey, Lord bless you, my friend. Thanks for being on the program today. All the best to you and your wife as you enter this really exciting season of your life. God bless you. Well, folks, that's what this is all about. We want to help you get pointed in the right direction, living for the right things, not changing or chasing after those things that are fleeting, but chasing after the Lord himself and our Christ-likeness. Hey, much more to come just around the corner. We're just getting cranked up here. We still have a whole nother segment left and some great calls coming up just around the corner. We'll get to those here right after this break. If you want to check out prior broadcasts or download the FaithFi app, do that on our website, faithfi.com. We'll be right back.
The FDA did approve this particular over-the-counter drug for terminating early pregnancies. This is a policy that not only should be challenged, it was challenged. This is a study that's done, and this is the data, this is the science. You can always question that and say, well, who is funding this research? Are these geared toward a specific outcome? But that also begs the question, where is our funding on our side for better studies?
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at AFR.net.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
I'm grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Sit back and enjoy. We're going to cover a lot of ground here in our final segment. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Let's go to Ohio and welcome Gary to the broadcast. Go ahead, sir.
I've kind of made a mess of my life with, you know, credit card debt, auto loans, furniture loans. I want to unmess my life and live debt-free as fast and the best I can.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be making auto payments all my life.
Yeah, I get it, man. And I'm grateful for your transparency. I can tell in your voice you're tired of living this way. You want to make a change. You want to be that steward of God's money that's managing in a God-honoring way, but also is taking a lot of this stress and I'm sure the weight of these decisions that you've made and having to just manage all this day to day, that's exhausting. And so I get it. So I guess the first question is, we can talk about how we proceed in terms of you getting this paid off, but none of that matters until we solve the problem that got you there in the first place. If you keep all the bills paid, meaning you keep the minimums paid, and we keep gas in the car and food on the table and a roof over your head and the utilities on, I mean, are you able to cut back in such a way that we don't take on any new debt from this point forward?
Yes, I can do that. I don't want to take on any more debt. Yes, I can do that.
All right. Have you demonstrated to yourself?
Things.
Go ahead.
I have done certain things like cutting back on cable TV, which I don't really need. In those kind of areas, but I'm still finding myself not being able to save for anything. See, that's why I ended up having to have an auto loan. I didn't have an abundance saved just to be able to buy a vehicle outright.
Yeah, no, I get it. Have you been able to demonstrate to yourself that with these cuts that you've made in your budget that you can, you know, stay above water and get to the end of the month and not increase your debt levels?
Yes. Okay. I work two jobs, but still, I don't want to just make minimum payments because I know that interest will just devour me if I do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, here's where I would go next. I'd connect with our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. So they've worked with thousands of our listeners, Gary, and the first thing they're going to do is help you put a budget together, and you may already have a version of one. You're going to need to do another one, but this is a really important exercise because we need that honest and accurate reflection of what's coming in and going out. And I realize it's not going to be ideal. It's not going to be what you want it to be, and that's okay. We'll get there, but we need to start with reality. You know, what are your expenses? Are there further places you need to cut? And then we want more money going to principal reduction for these debts that you have. And that's where Christian Credit Counselors comes in, because they'll help you get those interest rates lowered, at least for the credit card portion of this, not necessarily for the car loan, but they'll get the interest rates down. You know, right now the average interest rate is 22% or higher, and they're going to be down between 0 and probably 8, 12 at the most, which just simply means for the same monthly payment, probably 3% of the balance, you're going to have a lot more going to principal instead of interest. And that's the name of the game. And because they'll have a level monthly payment for you with much lower interest rates, you'll get that debt paid off 80% faster, which is the goal. Then the key will be every time we pay one of those off, you know, we want to ultimately, you know, never go back there again. And once they're all paid off, we take 100% of that money that you were sending to credit cards. And now we're starting to build up your emergency fund. You're starting to save for the future. Maybe you apply it to the car to get that paid off quicker. And now we've got more and more surplus. And surplus is the key to funding the goals that truly align with your values. You know, getting out of the debt mountain, kind of the cycle of debt and interest, beginning to save, beginning to give, beginning to put money away for the long term. All of that's key, but it starts with a balanced budget, and then it starts. The second step is to get those interest rates reduced. Does that make sense, though?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I think your next step is to reach out to ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Tell them we sent you. They'll walk you through the process, help you set up that budget, tell you exactly what those new interest rates will be on those credit cards, and hopefully get you pointed in the right direction. And Gary, here's my request. When you get all this squared away, call me back. We want to hear from you when that happens so we can celebrate with you, my friend. Thanks for your call today. Let's go to Tamarack, Florida. I know it well. Evelyn, go right ahead.
Yes. Thank you for having me on the show. My question was, my husband passed away, and when I went to collect the Social Security, they told me that I make too much money to collect that Social Security. I have to make like $22,300. And they told me that they here's another program for the Social Security that collecting
Okay, I'm losing you there slightly, but let me just react to what I heard you say. First of all, I'm sorry to hear that your husband passed away. The thing that's confusing to me is your income has no bearing on your eligibility for Social Security survivor benefits. If it's benefits based on your work record, then yes, you know, there would be an earnings limit. But it has no bearing on your survivor benefits. Now, if you take those survivor's benefits before reaching full retirement age and you're still working, then you're going to have those benefits reduced. So I think that's the key, is trying to understand, you know, where are you at with regard to reaching full retirement age, and, you know, what benefit could you possibly get? you know, down the now or in the future. Have you gone in to visit with them face to face at Social Security?
I had an appointment with them, but they called me and they did it over the phone, and they said they look at my income. According to income, either I stop working or I may go down to $22,300 to get his Social Security that equal to $1,600 a month.
I see. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, you know, the key would be, can you wait and begin taking that at full retirement age so you wouldn't have that earnings limit?
Okay. To wait for my retirement.
Yes, waiting until you reach your full retirement age, which is probably close to 67. That would be ideal because then you don't have the earnings limit and you'd get the full benefit at that point.
Yes, but that would be only one benefit. I'm not going to get his benefit, right?
Well, you'd get one or the other. You can't get both. So you get whichever is higher. Either his benefit, which is your survivor benefit, or you could get your own benefit, but you can't get both.
Okay. And at the meantime, if I work like more than the amount that they said I was supposed to be working at, I'm not going to be able to get anything, right?
Well, what happens is it's reduced for a dollar for every $2 you go over the limit, which is $22,320, they take a dollar off your benefit. So, yes, depending on what you're earning, you may reduce it, you know, all the way down. But again, if you take it before full retirement age, you're locking in that reduced benefit, and you would be better served to wait until full retirement age because at that point you have no more earnings limit and you'd get the full benefit.
Okay.
So I think the key is if you can make your budget work just based on your $60,000+ a year in income and delay taking this benefit, that would be the ideal situation.
Okay. And also, we have a kid that not on the mortgage, like because we married and bought the house, and the house is on my name now, even though I didn't take his name off. It's automatically goes to me and I want to do. But if I create like a will, what the best thing to do for if I pass away now, what my kid's going to do?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to put them on the house. You want them to inherit it so that they get what's called a step up in basis, which just simply means if you gift it to them by just adding them to the deed right now, then they're not going to inherit it, which means they retain your original cost basis for tax purposes. Florida doesn't have what's called a TOD deed, which is where you'd transfer it outside of probate. So you'd probably need to just do it in your will. You could do a trust, but that's more complicated and is somewhat more expensive. So I'd go talk to an estate planning attorney about the possibility of, you know, updating your will. And then also you could ask about something called a ladybird deed, which is a way to avoid probate. And that could be another option for you to consider. So I would check on that with an attorney who's an estate planning attorney, Evelyn, and they can help you sort all of that out. But listen, all the best to you. If we can help further along the way, don't hesitate to give us a call. And thanks for your call today. That's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks to my team, Devin Patrick, Pat Montague, and Jim Henry. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you for being here as well. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And come back and join us tomorrow. Lord willing, I'll be here, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.